All right, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is with us. Welcome to the UP, sir.
Glad to be back. Glad to be back.
And we held the rain off for you, too. We made sure you didn't have thunder and lightning and heavy rain, torrential rains while you spoke at the activities tent.
I appreciate that, you know, but I was last in the UP in the latter part of the winter, and so it's good to always be here. And the UP State Fair was great. The energy was great, and I'm hoping that we exceed last year's record turnout.
Talk with me. We had some exciting news that you were a part of with a business expansion, a major one for Escanaba here.
Yeah, so it was really awesome to walk through that race ramp facility and the Alasco facility. It's a great story of, you know, a business that already was doing some work in Escanaba, but took a look at their facility, saw an expansion opportunity, and we're proud that, you know, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, you know, our team, we were able to find a way to help them do that, to be their partner, to grow in Michigan, and frankly, to move a line of business from California to Michigan. And what they told me was that it needed to be in Michigan. It was better in Michigan. They were stronger to manufacture those parts, those components and those products in the state of Michigan. And so they already have about, you know, 25 jobs in that facility now, but they can grow to as many as 65 jobs with this expansion. And I got to see the new production line, and I was really moved by it. So that's exactly the kind of story of economic opportunity and growth in the Upper Peninsula happening right here in Escanaba and across the UP that it's important to me and Governor Whitmer.
Yeah, race ramps, huh?
Yeah, race ramps, and then Alaska was like the race ramp part. And it was, they're interesting products, right? I mean, if I want to see a product made anywhere, I want to see it made in Michigan. And so the race ramps, you know, these kind of car cribs that you can put your cars on, or the chocks for tires for everything from cars to race cars to semis to airplanes. And then Alaska are like those plastic, like, covers you put on cords or water lines so people don't trip over them at events and use them all for the kind of things at construction sites, et cetera. So it was really cool stuff, and it's glad to see, again, a Michigan company. I got to meet the guys who were actually, you know, pouring the molds for the products, saw them getting painted and things like that. It was really pretty cool.
All right, and at the fair itself, of course, lots of people come. It's a political year, too, so you try to stay a little above that in your situation because you're not running for anything at the moment, right?
Well, no, I'm not. However, I do want to make sure that, you know, it's very clear to people the policies that we've been able to do, the governor and I, the Democratic majority in the state legislature, you know, Representative Jen Hill has voted for budgets that have made a difference in the Upper Peninsula, budgets that have opened, you know, 27 new daycares in the UP that created almost 600 new daycare slots at a time when we don't have enough daycare and it's too expensive. The Upper Peninsula, she's voted for budgets that have, you know, brought free breakfast and free lunch to kids in schools across public schools across the UP for the second year in a row, really making a difference and saving people money. You know, it's like $800+ per child if you can, you know, feed them at school rather than having to feed them at home, and they're better positioned to learn. So I wanted to certainly draw that contrast, but also let people know that we're going to continue to invest in the people of the Upper Peninsula because it's important to Michigan's future.
Talk to me about the UP Veteran of the Year ceremony and how that made you feel to be a part of that today.
That was the highlight of the day. Howard Side is an amazing individual. I think the biggest takeaway from his story for me is that, and it's true of all of our veterans, that they don't stop serving when they leave their military service. They still find ways to serve the community. And Howard was just, you know, kind of head and shoulders in the way that he just serves and serves and serves and always finds a way to do it, whether it's helping veterans directly in Ontonagon, but even the work that he and his wife did to restart Boys and Girls State in their community. And their high school has had 26 kids go to Boys or Girls State just in the last 3 years, which is way more than any other community in the Upper Peninsula. It's really inspirational, and I think that selflessness, that commitment to service, commitment to and the sacrifice, frankly, that it takes to give of your time and your talent and come out of your own pocket to help people because you care, I was really blown away by that. And so that ceremony was beautiful. You know, a lot of our service members don't like for people to stand up and brag about them, but it's kind of fun to be able to tell them how awesome they are, and that's what we got to do with Howard today. It was really great.
And the last thing is, you started to talk, you mentioned a couple of points on the budget, but let me ask you what people will notice in the next year from the budget that is in place for the next fiscal year.
Well, one of the big things they'll notice is the rollout of the Michigan Guarantee. That is that when anyone graduates from high school in Michigan, they will be able to go to community college tuition-free, which is the way to jumpstart their path to higher education and have it be less expensive. At a time when colleges only seem to only be getting more expensive, we're saying that the state of Michigan is going to invest in your education, which means investing in your economic potential here in our state. That's a new offering, and we're really excited about that. We're going to continue in this budget to be attacking the problem of a shortage of nurses, a shortage of teachers, and a shortage of affordable housing. You know, another $50 million in annual investment in the revitalization and placemaking grant program has benefited a number of communities across the Upper Peninsula. You're going to continue to see those investments coming from the state of Michigan. And we're also going to keep fixing roads, fixing bridges, and installing internet across the UP as well. So I think this is a budget that we're proud of, that continues to make our community stronger, that invests in revenue sharing so that our communities can be safer and have more and better supported, emergency professionals, emergency medical technicians, police, and firefighters. It's kind of budget that we need to move Michigan forward so that everyone can have access to a dream of health and wealth.
Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, thanks a lot for doing this, and hope to see you back soon.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.